Weiter in Shas, we are in Zvachim, Daf, Samach, Oy Samach, picking up the top of page 2, 4, 6 lines down the middle of the line, Bishlama. Bishlama, Rabbi Yehuda, it makes sense what Rabbi Yehuda says, that Shlomo was makdish the floor of the Azara, so that the karbonos could be burned on it, handu l'chsev, kidash. That's why it says he sanctified that area. Elu Rabbi Yosi, Gun Rabbi Yosi, who said that Shlomo didn't have to do it in order for to be able to do it. In order to have room for the karbanos, my kiddush. What does it mean? He's mekadosh. Lahamid ba mizbeach. What it means is mekadosh. It's that it would be kadosh in order to be able to put the mizbeach on top of it. Bishlam Rabbi Yosi makes sense according to Rabbi Yosi that the mizbeach of Shlomo was big enough for all the karbanos of the dedication, but the mizbeach of Moshe was too small. How did the chsev katon? That's why it says. Katan was too small. Rabbi Yehuda, comes to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the mizbeach of Shlomo was too small, right? Even his was too small. My katan, what does it mean? Katan, chikamar. Chikamar is what it means to say. Mizbeach avanim shalso Shlomo tachas mizbeach nechosh is katan hava. The mizbeach of the stone that Shlomo made in place of the copper, one of Moshe was too small, right? Since the stone altar of Shlomo was a replacement for that of Moshe. It calls it the copper altar, like the description of Shlomo is found in Divrei Yamim. Okay, b'may pligi. We saw when we did yesterday's daf that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi are arguing over the Gezeira Shava based on the words Ravua. Rabbi Yehuda used it to connect the outer Mizbeach of Moshe with the outer one of Yechezkel, and Rav Yossi hold it to link the outer of Moshe with the inner one of Moshe. So now, what exactly is their machlokas? But my pligi, my sabadon chutz mechus, one of them says, we learned out the outside thing from an outside thing. Feidon chutz mechus, not outside from inside. My sabadon kli mekli, we do kli from a kli. Feidon kli me binyan, not a kli from a binyan. Amar Rava, Moder Rabbi Yehuda b'damim. Rabbi Yehuda is maskim when it comes to damim, the bloods. That although Rabbi Yehuda says that karbanos can be burned on the floor of the courtyard, he's maskim that their blood can't be sprinkled over there. The time runs out of advice. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kos Echad Hayim Emali Midam Tairovos. An Erev Pesach, the Kohen would fill one cup with blood of the Korban Pesach that was mingled on the floor of the Azara. V'shofchal gabi mizbeach, we learned this a few daf ago, and they poured it onto mizbeach, v'isha'im yishafech, dam shel achzman, so if the dam of the Pesach would spill on the floor, because it was put on the mizbeach, and then says, machshir, it's going to be machshir, because the stuff is there on the floor. V'isakadai, tach zesav Rabbi Yehuda kul azara mikdashah, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, that if you thought that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that the entire Azara, the entire courtyard, even the floor is mukdash for the throwing of the dam, then it's mitzvah's already done. Even if even a carbon whose dam spilled on the floor, it's good. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say you fill up a cup, a dam from the floor and put it on the zbech? Right? This seems to say even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the floor wasn't mukdash, wasn't ready, wasn't a place to be able to throw the dam. In fact, it says the Gemara, hold on one second. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda recommends this thing because he holds that you need it to be a pouring that's by the force of a person, not just like that it's spilt over there. It has to be a koach adam, and therefore you have to put it. So the Gemara, but im kein nishkalei v'nash b'chel aduchte, let the coin take the dam from the floor and pour it back in the original place. If right, if it says all the questions like was that on purpose or by accident, so the floor still should be. Not the issue over here. Therefore, since Rabbi Yehuda said that the Kohen should pour the dam on the Mizbeach, plus Rabbi Yehuda doesn't consider the floor to be a place, a valid site for the Zrika. Vidoma says, I'm going to hold on a second. Maybe we shouldn't be in a mitzvah min a milchar. Maybe we just need to have the ideal circumstance, right? Maybe they're saying that the coin should pour the dam in the Mizbeach because that's just the ideal way of doing it. But if not, then it would still be fine. Says the Gemara. So even if you this mask and that the floor is a good place for the Zrika, that would only be, maker then. But ideally, it would be best to go on to do the Zrika on the Mizbeach. So one could say that Rebbe Yehuda requires the dam to be poured on the Mizbeach only because that's the best way to do it. Since Rebbe Yehuda's din can be explained like that, we can't use it as a proof that the floor is completely no good for Zrika. Now, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mizbeach shenifgam ein ochem begino shiari mincha. If the Mizbeach got damaged, one may not eat the leftover part of the mincha because of it. If you got a problem with the Mizbeach, now we have ourselves a problem. Shenamar, the Pasuk says, v'yichlu ha-matzos eitzel mizbeach. Eat the matzos next to the Mizbeach, he eitzel mizbeach echlu, what they eat by the Mizbeach. A mincha can be anywhere in the Azara. Elbazman shu shalim, blubazman shu chaser. It's got to be eitzel mizbeach, meaning that it's shalim, and that it's not lacking anywhere. Ashkan shari mincha. Here, we found the source for this din, that the shari mincha can't be eaten as mizbeach is messed up. Kachi kachi minol, or by kachi kachi minol, how do we know that also? Tamalot, kodesh kadoshim. So it tells us kodesh kadoshim, a most holy offering, in reference to the mincha and other kachi kachi. That said, by a mincha and by other kachi kachi. In fact, the Gemara kachim kalim inayin. From where do we know that even kachim kalim can't be eaten when the mizbeach is damaged? Rabbi Hasim midrashal Rabbi Yosi, the Rabbi Yosi. We learn from a midrash Rabbi Yosi, the Tanya Rabbi Yosi, or a gimel devarim. Mishum, beep, turn the page. Samachum Beis. Yeah. Shum Gimel Zakenim. Right, so Rabbi Yosi heard one teaching from each of them, says Rashi. Davar Echem, and Pi Kol Zakin Vezakin. Vezakim, this is one of them. Rabbi Shmuel says, Yachol Yale Adam Meiser Sheni Shalim Yachlan Vizmanazeh. You may have thought that a person going to bring his Meiser Sheni up to Yerushalayim, Bizman Azeh, right, and go ahead and you could eat it. Vidinu, and isn't it a Kav HaChomer? We saw this back in Makkos. Vidinu, Bechor Tonavos Makom, the Bechor needs to be brought to the place, meaning to Yerushalayim. Umayser Tonavos Makom, that also needs it. Now, Bechor Yenu, I love Bifnei Habayis, just like the Bechor, it's only at the time of the Bismillah. So, Umayser Yenu, Bifnei Habayis, so that's only during the times of the Bayis, but not Bizman Hazeh. Ma, now says the Gemara, hold on a second, Ma la Bechor, she came to Matan Damim, Femurim, the Gabim Zbech, but the Bechor, there's a Chumah there, because it needs its placement of the Dam and of the Emurim, the sacrificial parts, on the Mizbeach. And that doesn't apply to Meiser Sheni, like the fruit and things like that. So maybe that's the reason the Torah is limiting the Bechor to only when the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But the Meiser Sheni can even do now. So the Gemara Bikurim Yochicho. Bikurim will like that concept off. Why? Yeah. Since Bikurim don't have the Chumrah, and they can be eaten only when the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And so Meiser Sheni also, that Zemini Dam or Emurim can also be eaten at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Aye, but while the Bikurim she came to an Hanacha. But as to have Hanacha, they put in front of his Beach. Meiser Sheni doesn't need that. Says the Gemara, Talmud Lomar ve'evisu shama u'seichem. Right, we can't learn out, you know, through this Kavachomi here, the Meiser Sheni shtickle, can be known in time to be something that we learn from a Pasuk. That the Torah says, you shall bring there, meaning to base to Yerushalayim, the Ola Karbanos. Yeah. Makish Meiser le'Bechor. The Torah makes a Hekish, Meiser Sheni and Bechor. Ma Bechor enu ele b'fnei habayis, just like the Bechor is only when there have to be some Migdash, Af Meiser enu b'fnei habayis. So too, just like the Bechor is only the times of the bias, so too Meiser is only the times of the bias. Right? So therefore, nowadays you can't have Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Says the Gemara. Why are we jumping straight to the pasuk over here? V'neder din of v'nesei b'ma'atzad. Why don't we just do a ma'atzad over there and use both of them, the Bechor and the Bikurim, to work together to teach this concept that you can only have Meiser Sheni during the times of the Beit HaMikdash. Why do we have to go to the pasuk? Use both. V'shem dekel mifrach, because you could ask, ma'atzad ha'shabbos and shekin yish ben tzad mizbeach. Maybe you could say that both of them have a tzad mizbeach, whereas this doesn't have a mizbeach, therefore it won't work. My kesavar, oy. What does Rabbi Shmuel hold? Ikas of kedusha b'shal kishon shad of kishon said love of yours, that the initial sanctification of the Beis HaMikdash was for its time before the future, for all future times. I feel the bechor naimi, that even bechor also can also be in Yerushalayim nowadays, right? So Rabbi Shmuel. Who says? It can't be. Now, the Yerushalayim must not hold to that. Vikas have a look at Shalos Elov. If you want to say that the initial thing is now, Shalos Elov, Filu Bechor Nami Tabai. Then even about the Bechor, you should ask whether eating its meat nowadays is going to be allowed. Amar Avin, Aliolam, because have a look at it. It was in Kitzur for the future. Aye, and you ask the question, Rishon should also question whether the Bechor's meat can be eaten nowadays. Valchamayaskin, what are we dealing with? Bechor? Shinizrak Dov, I'll call the Bechor Ben Abayis. The dam is thrown before the destruction. Bechor v'bayis, and then the basin was destroyed. V'adayin b'sar kaim, and the meat is still over there. What's the din? V'iskish b'sar l'damo. And Rabbi Shmuel, it's clear that meat can no longer be eaten because it's like it's dam. Ma damo b'mizbeach. Just like the blood, it depends on the mizbeach. It exists over here. It can't be thrown. There's no mizbeach. Ha b'sar mizbeach. So too, the meat depends on the mizbeach. Also can't be eaten by the mizbeach. Va'asa ma'isr v'yelos v'bechor. Now ma'isr comes, and we learn out from bechor, just like the meat of the bechor can't be eaten after the destruction of the assembly. So to ma'isr shein, he's not able to. Says the Gemara, hold on a second. Never loving behekish, chozum on behekish. Can somebody learn from behekish? Go and continue on teaching behekish. Ma'isr dagan chulin juice. Says the Gemara, no. Ma'isr dagan, the green of dagan, ma'isr shein. In other words, is. Chulinu is considered unconsecrated. And therefore, this two-stage hefkish is okay because the rule about the, you know, how to do it is only when you're dealing with kachim. Okay, this makes sense according to the view that holds. When you want to figure out one din of here, we follow follow that which learns the law from the second hefkish. And we go according to the melamed, the one that's teaching at Ma'igil Mipur. What are you going to say now? Since this case, the din for that which we want to learn out the second comparison, the meat of the Bechor, is a law of Kachim. Shita views the matter as a sacrificial issue, even though the din that we want to learn it from, Ma'isashin, is not considered Kachim. Therefore, we can't use this two-stage comparison. We're back to the Hadrach Kushtel Duchte of how can we learn out the Ma'aser Sheni can't be eaten when you don't have the Beis HaMikdash. And for the Gemara, Dam Ubasar Chadam Ilsi, blood and meat are one thing. The blood of the Bechor and its meat, whose din that we learn out with the Hekesh, to the din of its Dam, are two aspects of the same Karban. Therefore, the first one is just extension, and therefore it can be extended by Hekesh, even though it's an issue of carbonos. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.